Sound the trump in Zion. Raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.
Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I hope you're ready for fun with Melissa Redpill. This is going to be a great time today. We're going to talk about who is really working with President Trump, and I think you'll really have fun with that. We're also going to talk about Lisa Strzok and not Lisa Strzok, Lisa Page, and what's-his-face Strzok. They are, in the news again because they were subpoenaed. And it's taken 8 years, but it's very, very exciting news for us. So definitely go ahead and hit the like button, everybody. Hit the like button before we forget, because we're going to jump in here and get all of our fun done. And also, don't forget to share all of our great information. And we've been researching and doing our study on end times, and I really encourage you all to be a part of that and to share that, because really, the ones who are doing that are not afraid, not worried. Everybody's chilling. And the ones who are not, seeing how this is biblical, get really tossed back and forth and really scared a lot. So I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that we are together in this great day. This is the, my name's Melissa Redpill, so I'm going to tell you, this has been the Battle of Armageddon. This is the battle of epic good versus evil. And we have won. We have won. So enjoy the show. Watch these people coming into their judgment. It's very, very exciting. If you haven't ever gone to my website, go check out melissaredpill.com. I have tons of research over there that I think you'll really, really like. And so definitely check into that. And there's all of our true social media, the great health research we've done, as well as over 1,000 videos, plus the books and the audiobooks about end times. All right. So let's jump in here and see what is our wonderful president doing. I've got several videos open. This is, okay, so let's start with the number one. Who is, okay, I have six people, and if you guys can put in the chat who you think maybe would be your top six, and they're probably more, but we're going to talk about who I think are the six that are likely, most likely working with President Trump. Let's just start with an easy one, okay? The first one is, good morning, I'm glad to see you guys over there. The first one is Cash App. Who's Cash App? That is a post that we saw years ago. If you weren't involved with it, you missed it because it was really cool. Way in June of 2018, we saw this post, and it says, Cash App Patel - name to remember. Cute. And we're like, who is this person? I've never heard of this person before. And so there you go. Now, all these years later, he is the FBI director. Of course, in the interim, we've gotten to kind of be friends with him because he had his own channel. He had, you know, he was on different different shows. He has been on Bannon and all these different ones. And so we've gotten to know him. And he's also written this famous book, Government Gangsters, and listing out all of the number one gangsters. I think I brought a copy of that. Maybe I did not. All right. I have that too. Hopefully I have that brought up on the screen for you. But the other thing I wanted you guys to see is, and you guys can vote in the chat if you think that this is true. If in this post from dated October 17th, 2020, post 4884, there was a YouTube video. Okay, Q posted like 4,000 times. And so every day we're like, oh, is Q posting? Everybody would be all excited. It's something, you know. Because every time it was like getting some kind of nugget of gold that you'd go and dig up and find out what's the truth about this or that or the other. Anyway, on this one, it was a YouTube video, and it says, enjoy the show. Now, I'm going to play it for you, but I'm just telling you right now, I'm preparing you that it is a little bit colorful, but it is from this movie, Law Abiding Citizen. I'm going to move out of the way. Hopefully, I'm not... That's not going to work. Let me see if I can make me smaller. All right. So, on this video, on this little clip, this guy who's basically a gangster is threatening this guy who's sitting down that he had better back off, because he's not going to, allow him to prosecute him for his crimes, basically. And so this guy is not playing. He's basically Cash Patel. Okay, so I'm going to show you something super quick. So you might have seen this clip, but I want you to see it first, and then I'm going to show you what Cash said. Okay, so just be aware. It's going to have a little colorful language.
I'll keep my head up, and you will end this.
I'm just getting warmed up. This is Von Clausewitz shit. Total fucking war. Fucking diseased, corrupt temple down on your head. It's got to be biblical.
All right. Yeah. So, in other words, he didn't listen to him at all. The threats. He's not concerned at all about that. This guy has all this mafia power, and so he says he's going to bring down this corrupt, diseased temple down on their heads. This really reminds me of Samson. And so if you're not familiar with it, let me show you this one. I wrote a book about how this is biblical. And it's literally biblical. A lot of people in the 17 movement talk about how this is, they say, oh, it's biblical. And they think it's like from this movie, it's going to be huge. But it's literally biblical. It's literally, they're trying to tell us with this clip, it's literally biblical. So this is what the one I wrote, End Times, this is biblical, basically from this movie, but not really. In this book, I show the story of Samson. And if you remember, Samson literally brought the diseased, corrupt temple down on their heads. He took the two columns and he pressed them out, the two Masonic columns that held up. It's the fake church and the fake state, the two that are supposed to bring righteousness in the earth, right, from Revelation 11. And he brought them down on their heads. This is the reference that he is using right here in this clip. And so, of course, this was shown to us. And this guy, this gangster guy, realizes, we can't threaten, we can't get away from justice. It's going to fall on our heads. All right, so y'all see that? Cash Patel said, disease, corrupt temple. Did you guys know that? I'm just saying that is not random. That is not random at all. I'll play you the clip of it. Check it out. Okay, it's a little bit light. Let me see if I can make it a little bit louder so you can hear what he actually has to say. Check, Check this out.
To see coming up here in this near future are just the beginning. But I have to remind the audience one thing. Everybody's like, 7 months, what have you guys been doing?
Yeah.
Well, they spent 20 years building this disease temple of corruption. It takes a little bit of time to defeat it and beat it down. And I'm not asking you to trust me. I'm asking you to look at the work the men and women of the FBI have done so far in these 7-8 months and just imagine what we're going to do come the year end. These
Did you hear that? Come the year end. Okay, I'm just saying it's... I know. I've been patient and you've been patient and we're ready to see have the popcorn go and let's do it. So this is Cash Patel talking about the end of this year. It's talking about this year. He's talking about now. So that's pretty cool. I'm going to play it one more time. I want you to see that. But it was also with this post that I had put out saying, listen very carefully, note past 2 years. The past 2 years since we had been getting Q posts, since 2017, around 2 years. He said, note the next 6 years. I'm just saying, 2019 plus six takes us to 2025. Just saying that. Okay. And now we see these people being subpoenaed. I'm going to talk about that at the end. All right. So yeah, I'll play it one more time. I want you to listen really carefully what he says on the diseased, corrupt temple.
Statements that you've seen and the ones that you're going to see coming up here in this near future are just the beginning. But I have to remind the audience one thing. Everybody's like, 7 months, what have you guys been doing?
Yeah.
Well, they spent 20 years building this disease temple of corruption. It takes a little bit of time to defeat it and beat it down. And I'm not asking you to trust me. I'm asking you to look at the work the men and women of the FBI have done so far in these 7-8 months and just imagine what we're going to do come the year end.
There you go.
That you've seen.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Okay. So you guys can vote in the chat if you think that he is working with President Trump and this military operation. This one to me seems like one of the easiest ones because his name is literally in the post. All right. And so I really do think that shows right there that this is. And then he uses that phrase. I just think that's awesome. OK, so actually there's a list somewhere. Maybe I have it a little farther down. So he has a list from his book, Government Gangsters. And the first one is Comey. And of course, Comey was just indicted. And then you have and I know there are people saying, oh, well, this is just a small potatoes that he was indicted for. Well, it's just watch and see. And just like what Cash just said in this clip, he says, I'm not asking you to trust us. Just look at what we're doing. Okay. So they're not going to skate. This is biblical. He didn't quote the whole clip, but that's really what he was basically trying to help us to see is this is literally biblical. They're bringing down this corrupt disease temple. That's what's so amazing about God's word. I didn't realize that all those Bible stories, that's what that book is about, this is biblical, that all these Bible stories that we've heard all of our lives were actually a roadmap for us as to how we're going to take down this criminal cabal. And so we're going to cross this Red Sea. We're going to go into the Promised Land. I mean, it's all laid out for us. We are Yael. I don't know if you're familiar with Yael, but she's in the book. She's quite something else. She's fierce and just like you and I are. With Balaam, the false prophet, the prophet for profit. And so, wow, are we finding out about that? That's really coming out. All this has to come out. And it was a roadmap for us. Hello. I should have known that I just didn't know what I didn't know. I knew the Bible stories. I just didn't realize that they were going to play out before our very eyes in this great day. All right. Now, number two, Matt Gaetz. What do you guys think? Yeah. Yes. You think, okay. So R. Carly, I see what you think he's working with Trump, but do you think he's part of the Q general or, one of the main ones working with the Q operation. So that's my thing is I think these people know about Q. Okay. So our wonderful Matt Gaetz is now working with One America News and he is over there red pilling the world. And so I really encourage you to be, to watch One America News. Get out of Fox News. Fox News is fake news. Fox is F-A-U-X, fake news. And so just the fact that they fired Tucker tells you right there, you know, they fired other really good people. So I really recommend One American News as a good, if you want to have a news source. And so I love being, you know, part of your news source. But if you want to have like a regular TV news source, then I just can't say enough about One American News. They do an amazing job. And the fact that they've been banned from everything. They were banned from all of the major ones like Dish, Direct, Xfinity, all of that. They all banned One American News. Well, what does that tell you? They are right on it, and they are on the daily bringing the truth. So I would really encourage you to do that. Actually, if you go to my website, freedomforce.live or melissaredpill.com, either way, you can get there either way. If you look at the this one right here, the Q Broadcast, they are a Patriot TV, and they actually promote One American News, as well as all these other programs. They have a lot of free sports, etc. And what they've done just recently is they've upgraded their system so that it works a lot faster and better than it was at the beginning. And, you know, I understand that. When I support Patriots, I understand that they may not have all the bells and whistles that some of the other big companies have. And I can deal with that. I can accept that. I'm wanting to support Patriots. So anyway, check that out. I think they'll let you try it for 15 days or $15, something like that. All right. So check that out. Then, okay, so he is over here, and I'm not really going to necessarily play this clip, but here he is exposing Israel and how they had this stand down order on October 7th, and you know, all the money that we have given to them ended up in the hands of Hamas. So that is amazing. I'll pop this clip into the chat, and so you guys can take that if you want to and watch that later. But that's the one with Matt Gaetz. But here on this post, let me see if I can get this to refresh. Come on, little computer. Okay, here's what he posted this week. How about that? A big old box with a letter Q on it. How random is that? Why? What? He doesn't even have any words on here at all like, oh, we're moving into this building and it's the building with the letter Q on it, so I've got to make sure that this box goes into the building. He doesn't have any explanation. What? Why? And so I was already flipping out, and then MJ Truth said, realized that on the 6th of November, when he posted this in 2025, this harkens back to the November 6th, 2018 post that is a big, gigantic Q. Okay, do you guys see that? How cool is that? I love that. So, you know, it's unfortunately, it's a picture of the sky filled with chemtrails. I hope that, you know, one day we'll get to the point where we don't have any more chemtrails, but we'll always remember with these pictures, look at what they made us live under. And the wildest part about it is that a lot of people didn't even realize it. I kind of wish I was one of them. Wish I was one of them, because I saw it every day and it made me crazy every day, maddening to see them filling our beautiful blue skies with this murky gunk of barium and aluminum, which is bale. And so anyway, I'm not getting off into all that, but I am very happy to tell you that in Texas they are not spraying. Now, today I did see some spraying, but it's only 2 days since the shutdown, so something's going on. Now, I have a feeling that the blue states, they're still under this, that the states are allowing this to happen. Maybe they're getting funding from some other source, whatever. It seems like the blue states are getting it twice as much. And so they figure, hey, if we can just at least spray in the blue states, then that will, you know, come over to the red states. That's what I'm guessing. And so, you know, a lot of this, we don't really understand exactly what's going on. But either way, the point about this post is that he posted this random post about Q. So what do you guys think? Okay, what do you think? Do you think that that is real? That do you think that means that he's working with as part of the Q operation? Let me just tell you something. There are certain people like Matt Gaetz who are so talented, so such good communicators, and can explain complex topics in a way that everyone can understand it. and that people just like listening to them. And Matt Gaetz is definitely one of those people. And so I want you to see also what President Trump said. He talked about them having a secret. Remember that? I want you to hear what President Trump has to say on that.
Senate pretty easily. And I think with our little secret, we're going to do really well with the House, right? Our little secret is having a big impact. He and I have a secret. We'll tell you what it is when the race is over.
Okay. And I think what he means about the race is not necessarily about the political race, but about this war. That this we're running a race to win this war. And so he says it's having a big impact. And I'll tell you it's had a big impact. I'll tell you a secret that has had a big impact is Q. That's had a huge impact. Q even said that he hoped that this would have a big impact. Well, it has. And actually, you know what? I was going to show you guys something else. That on this video right here with the law-abiding citizen, it was posted 13 years ago. It has 906,000 views. Okay, let me just show you something. This is not from the company. This is from some kid, some guy. KRSTO no sec one, whatever. It's only got like 2,000 subscribers. So this is not a big channel that people are going there to watch clips or trailers of movies. This is just some random channel, and it has almost 1 million views. Now, let me tell you something. You're only going to get 1 million views from watching this clip from Q followers. So that tells you right there you've got about 1 million people who are following Q. Am I right? Right? So, all right. So I thought that was pretty cool. All right. So then he said that. Okay. Then, okay. Who's the next one? Okay. He also posted this week. Isn't this adorable? His little boy is dressed as a frog. Isn't that cute? And he's also, it also says some frogs are worth kissing. Isn't that cute? You know, it's always plausible deniability, you know, but still, this is very Q-y. It's very, very Q-y. So I thought that was great. Okay, so what do you say? Do you say yes? You think he is part of the Q operation? I would say that I'm going to go with a yes because, you know, we've got all these wonderful patriots, okay? We've got some fake patriots, right? We've got us, we're out here like on the, you know, we're like the, I don't know, and I don't know enough about war, but we're like the soldiers that are out here fighting this battle, and we're sharing the truth, and we're laying the groundwork and getting this, like softening up the field so that they can, that the big guns like Matt Gaetz and Cash Patel can come in and, you know, they're like the tank, right? Something like that. I've never been in the military. I don't know exactly all how they do it, but I'm just saying, you know, he's one of the big guns. All right, so y'all ready for the next one? I think this, okay. What do you think about this one? Yay. Kanye, formerly known as Kanye. All right, this week he went and he met with this Jewish rabbi. And I want you to hear what he had to say. And we all know that he has come out very, very outspoken about the Jews. And in my opinion, always, I don't like to do that. I don't like to blast out against the Jews indiscriminately because there are some really wonderful Jews who they don't need to take that heat. It's not their fault that the Zionists have taken over Israel. It's not their fault. As I've shown you many times, what's the name of it? I'll have to go find you guys the name of this X account where they're saying, you know, we used to live together in Palestine happily, Christians, Muslims, Jews, just like here, just like in America. You have neighbors. You don't know if they're Jewish or Christian or Muslim. You don't care as long as that person is a nice person, right, and treats everybody fairly. And so he's, you know, they don't need to take that heat and for us to blast out them as, you know, bad people just because they're Jewish. All right. And, you know, that's really one of my big problems with Nick Fuentes is that he does not clarify that and delineate the difference between a Zionist and a Jew. Okay. So, or, you know, really, I think the best name for them is a Zionist because it's someone who is for this government, which is really the elite. Really, it's not about religion. They just use the religion for their political purposes. Anyway, I just want you to see what he has to say, because he's apologizing to them and he's kind of blaming it on his bipolar issue. But the point is that, you know, it's not against these people with the hat, with the whole getup, the true Hasidic Jew. Our issue is against the Zionists who've been harming the children in Gaza, the innocents in Gaza. Okay, so check this out.
I was dealing with some various issues, dealing with bipolar also, so it would take the ideas I had and having taken them to an extreme where I would forget about the protection of the people around me and myself. So I wanted to come and take accountability. Sometimes with, you know, people aren't that knowledgeable about the bipolar and the cause or what causes it and the way you act when you have this disease. So it's like if you left the house and you left your kid at the house and your kid went and messed up the kitchen and messed up the garage, messed up the living room. Now when you get back, it's your responsibility because that's your child. And that's the way I look at it. It's like, I got to go clean up the kitchen. I got to clean up the living room. I got to clean up the garage. Yeah, and it's a big deal for me as a man to come and take accountability for all the things that I've said. And I really just appreciate you embracing me with open arms and allowing me to make amends. And this is the beginning and the first steps and the first brick by brick to build back the strong walls.
All right. So Ye has a huge following. His following is completely different from Cash's following, completely different from Matt Gaetz's following, right? He's got a huge following and everyone knows all the things that he has said and, you know, really pushed the envelope. And, you know, but he was one of the first ones trying to expose this group. And, you know, again, in my opinion, it would have been better to have called out the Zionists. But however it was done is the way it was done. And if you remember, he loves President Trump and he was in the Oval Office wearing the red hat. If you remember when he first came out supporting President Trump during the 2016 election, they took him, you know, he said something in one of his concerts, they took him away and he came out of there catatonic. Remember that? So he's really taken a lot of heat because of President Trump. And he has said that red hat is like his Superman cape. Remember? So he has been working with President Trump and I'm telling you, if you've never heard his music, what's the name of this music? This King, Jesus is King. I think that's the name of it. Oh my goodness. Every song. I've never really been a Kanye fan. I'm not really, you know, I never really even knew his music, to be honest, but that every song on that entire album is unbelievably blessed. Unbelievably blessed. Awesome. And if you've never seen, I need to pull that and share that with you guys later on today. If you've never seen them, this group that he was leading, that they would have worship services, they would go all over the country. It was just beautiful. He's just so talented, clearly. And he was using his talents on this album and also to bring out, you know, true worship of Christ, which was amazing. Amazing. So anyway, so now he's doing this. I just really have a feeling he is doing this with President Trump. And it, you know, how closely he's working with him in this military operation, I don't know. I'm just thinking that maybe President Trump said, could you go and clarify that the issue is not with the Jews, okay? And that's a very, very important distinction that we always need to make. I never, if you look back at my posts, I don't ever call out the Jews because it's not the Jews. It's the Zionists. Okay, so I just have a feeling. What do you guys think? Do you think he is, right? Do you think so? All right, so now the next one. You ready? Okay, that was the first one. It was Cash Patel, Matt Gaetz, and Ye. Okay, so now let's see about who's number four. Y'all ready for number four? Y'all ready? Okay, here's number four. This one's going to be a little bit controversial. Y'all ready? Charlie Kirk. Okay, I'm going to show you some things that just came out this week and that are very, very, very interesting. That you throw this all into the mix and it just has to make you go, huh? There have been so many strange things that have been happening about this Charlie Kirk incident. So, and I am on the side of, again, you can call me Pollyanna, but I'm really hoping and praying that he's alive, that he's in witness protection. That's what I really hope. And I have reason to believe there's something else going on. Okay. And as much as I love Kash Patel, I just cannot imagine that he would, find this Tyler Robinson person and say that, he's guilty of killing Charlie. But anyway, all right, so let's hear me out on this one because this one's an interesting one. Okay, this is very cool. I shared this on the social media this week. Did you guys see that this Mike Smith guy is a sheriff? Let me see if I can refresh it. Okay, come on, little computer, refresh. This guy is a sheriff in Utah, and he's also the sheriff in the series 60 Days In. Have you guys seen this? He's the sheriff in this movie. I don't watch this, but it's on A&E. 60 Days In. It's the guy. It's the same guy. And his name is Mike Smith. In this movie, in this series with A&E, let me see if I can read it exactly. It's that what they do is in the series, it's where the sheriff actively recruits participants, sets mission objectives, provides briefings, and oversees extractions if things go south. They are also working with A&E producers to install hidden cameras up to 400 and mics for 24/7 filming. I'm just saying, if we were watching a show, this would really, be great to have someone who is an actual sheriff, and he's also plays one on TV. What do you think? Yeah, central casting. Thanks, Wooden Shoe. Yeah, central casting. So this guy, 60 Days In. Have any of you guys watched this show? I think that, there he is standing next to, I guess, the governor of Utah. And right on the other side of this guy is Kash Patel. That's not the greatest picture. I'm sorry, but it's the same guy. You can look at it. I've got some other pictures online to show you. All right, so he is an actual Utah sheriff that they're utilizing in this series called 60 Days In. He's involved in the Charlie Kirk assassination case as the Utah County Sheriff. His office led the investigation into the September 10th, 2025 shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University in Orem, Utah. The primary suspect, 22-year-old, was charged with aggravated murder. All right, so you've got that, which is very, very, very interesting. There's also some very interesting timing that Candace Owens has brought out that they had all the colleges lined up, all the universities lined up, and then all of a sudden, at the last moment, they pushed in that they were going to have this event at Utah University, which is very strange because she said they never do that. She worked with Charlie for years. They're the ones who started Turning Point USA. They started. She knows all of these things backwards and forwards. She knows how they do this. She has all the history of all the emails, of how they, all the communication of how they set all these things up for years. All right, so the other thing that's happening with Charlie Kirk this week is that, did you hear this? Charlie and his wife, Charlie and Erica, sold their home in February. Yeah, they sold their home in February. And I'm just going to say this. If I knew I was going under witness protection, that's the thing I would do. I would sell my home. Right? And they didn't use that because, okay, this is the thing. If you've ever sold a home, you know what I'm talking about. If you sell your home and you have all the proceeds from that home, you better invest it in another home or you're going to take a huge tax hit. Huge tax hit. So generally what people do is they sell that home and they immediately invest it in, at least within that calendar year, they invest it in another home. But there have been no other home purchases. So the thing is, where did they go? Where did they move? And there's no reports of where they moved. Now, I understand that as someone who is a person like this, who's hot and in the news and potentially in danger, I can understand why they wouldn't put it out there where they live. I understand that. Okay. But let me read to you what Grok said. There's no public record or confirmed report of Charlie and Erica Kirk purchasing another home after selling their Scottsdale estate in February 2025. The sale marked the end of their ownership in the Silverleaf neighborhood, and subsequent coverage, especially following Charlie's Kirk's death, has not mentioned any new acquisition. Then some reports suggest they have been in a transition or relying on existing properties, but the details remain private. Okay, so it talks a little bit about, you know, the home, which is a huge home, six bedroom, six bath, 7,000 square feet, you know, $5 million home, basically. And they made a profit on it. No property records post-sale. No filings, no media announcements indicate a new buy. Now, it does say this, and this makes sense to me, that high-profile families like the Kirks often use LLCs or trusts for real estate to shield from scrutiny. And Erica, so it's possible, you know, that they put it in the name of an LLC instead of their personal name, which is fine. But I just find that it makes me go, that they sold their home and there's no, you know, where did they go and live? You got to have somewhere to live. You know, at least somewhere to put all your junk. Even if you're traveling a lot, you have to have a place to put all your junk. But I'm just saying that if I was going under witness protection, that's what I would do. I would sell my home. Now, and this was all pre-planned and ready to go. That's of all the things that I've looked into on this Charlie Kirk incident, this is the only thing that makes sense to me. And I think, just going to say this, that there's a lot of things are very, very strange about what is going on with TPUSA. And as I was just talking about with Balaam, the prophet for profit, there are those who infiltrate religious institutions and they get rid of someone who is speaking out the truth. This has been happening all throughout the church. I'm just telling you, so many of the pastors are highly controlled. They've gotten rid of the people who would tell the truth. This is how they do it. And so the thing is, I mean, like for me, I don't have any expenses except getting a laptop and getting a live stream, whatever. And so I can come on and I can speak the truth and I don't have to have any big building or any big expenses. But most churches, you have to have all these big expenses. In order to do this, you've got to have somebody who's funding all of this. And it really makes it very difficult for someone who's wanting to tell the truth. And that's why I'm so thankful that I have this show, because the Lord has put it on my heart to tell the truth. If any of you are new to my channel and you don't know what, you know, who I am and what I do, you know, I've been teaching kids for years and years and years, and like 40 years. And also I have recorded scripture songs. So I'd have a ton of scripture memorized. And then after I found out about 17, I began to piece this together and I decoded the book of Revelation. It's in this book right here, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. It's the end times for them and 1,000 Years of Peace, the golden age for us. I just released this book, The Golden Age, talking about all the wonderful things that we are going to have in the golden age and that we'll be royalty. And of course, our Lord Jesus will be the king of the world. So this is, you know, anyway, I know what I'm talking about. I know that these churches are highly, highly controlled. And this is in that one. Okay, the one I was telling you, this is biblical. This one right here, it's got that story of Balaam. And Balaam was actually, you know, paid to lie. He's a prophet of the Lord. But he got so hornswoggled and tempted that the Lord didn't allow the words to come out of his mouth, is the crazy thing. It's an amazing story. You didn't check it out. But anyway, yeah, this is what we're up against, is the control of the church. And so he, I'm sure, knew all these things. Some of these things about the real Erica Kirk, I don't know if the girl who's there, if she's wearing a mask, I don't know. It's just something about her does not seem right to me. I'm just saying. But the original one, if she is in hiding with, you know, in witness protection along with Charlie, that would make sense to me. And that someone has come in on a hostile takeover. That's the only thing that has made sense to me. Now, that's not what necessarily Candace believes, but I'll get to that in just a second. All right. So, yeah, I think that that's very likely what we're dealing with on that. What do you guys think? Okay, vote. Yeah, you think it was a psyop. But a psyop, but also a plan to achieve a certain objective. And what would that be? Well, I will tell you this, saving Israel for last, when this happened, I think that everybody under the sun has learned what he was saying about Israel. Maybe before that, they were not paying attention. They didn't know what he had to say. But now they do. Everybody in the entire world. Now, I'll tell you something. My sweet husband is so supportive. He's so wonderful. But he doesn't really keep up with this like I do, minute by minute. And on this, he texted me immediately. He said, "Did you hear Charlie Kirk got shot?" Everybody knew about this immediately, and I know they wanted to find out what was going on. And he said still on the different social media that he follows, he's seeing people talk about this strange situation with the Charlie Kirk. So I think this has really pushed this into the forefront for a lot of people who maybe weren't paying attention. All right. And specifically pointing out Israel. Okay. And then connecting the dots to, if they would do that, it stands to reason that they would do something evil in Gaza. All right. So there's no doubt that since this happened, it's really brought out a lot of truth about Israel, and it's brought it into the fore. I will tell you this, our president is a media genius. He's a media genius. So again, we go back to the number one, cash. Matt Gaetz, yay, a huge media following. Charlie, huge media following, but totally different from the others too. This is the youth. This is the, you know, conservative, but and even the people who are his haters found out a lot of things. Even the haters. I mean, this was huge moment. This was headline, top information. All right. So, what do you think? I think he is. If I was going to have to bet money on it, I would say he is. There are things that just, you know, like that video with Erica Kirk, and she's, you got this thing that says 9-10 and 10-10. It makes you go, there's something that this was pre-planned from a long time ago. We know this is a military operation that's been going on for 25 years. We just jumped in 2017. But thank God we have these great people who were working and removing these things, the pixie sticks, one after another after another. And I know it seems like it's taken forever for us, but imagine if you'd been it for 25 years, right? But they were just amazing, amazing. All right, and I actually have a series coming up for you. I've been working on it, and so it's coming up starting on the 18th. So get ready. I'm going to be posting information about that coming up on the 18th of November. All right, so y'all ready for the next one? I think. Okay, that's that one. Okay, I told you about the 60 days in. All right, what do you think about, ready for number five? I think, possibly, that's not the one I was looking for. I think Candace Owens. This one is a weird one. This one is the one that makes me go, if she is, then she is an amazing, amazing actress. And I'll just say this, I've seen clips and I didn't pull it up for you today, but that she, before she did the political gig, that she and going with Charlie, she was listed as an actress. She's very talented, very, very, not only talented, but very smart, very good communicator, an amazing person, obviously beautiful, and has such a tremendous connection with the people. I've seen pictures of her, you know, with President Trump, just beaming, like everybody does around President Trump. But, you know, you could tell that she adores him. And then also saying that she and Don Jr. are really, really good friends. Now, she did kind of get upset about that Don Jr. was not really pushing back on this thing with Cash Patel's investigation of the murder of Charlie. But if this is an operation, it's going to be hard for us to piece together. And it was because you want it to be hard for the bad guys to piece together also. So now you look at, what is it, Belle Belle? Y'all want to see my new puppy? Where are you, baby? So she loves to sit and listen to mom, but somehow or another right now I think she's hearing daddy. If daddy is in there cooking something, she's going to want to see what he's doing. All right, so you want to come here, Belle Belle? Nope. I gave her a stick, so she wants to go and chew the stick. I want you to see her. She's grown up so much. She looks like a wiener dog now. All right, so back to Candace. On Candace, with the Don Jr., she was talking about how she was upset with Don Jr. But if this is a military operation, that you would not, it would not be, you know, he would have to keep his, you know, he couldn't tell the truth. He couldn't come out and say, oh, just so you know, Kash Patel is, you know, not really going to nail Tyler Robinson. He knows who really did it, blah, blah, blah. But she's been coming out and really talking about who are these people at Turning Point USA. She's even said the number six, like six people were in on it who work at Turning Point USA. I'm just telling you what she is saying. And I do find it very suspicious when someone is generally, you know, thinking right, and all of a sudden they're saying, oh, we need to bring out, you know, Tyler Robinson to justice, when everybody realizes that he's the patsy. So then why are you pushing? Why is this what I think is a fake Erica Kirk? Why are some of these others pushing for Tyler Robinson to be nailed and to be prosecuted? All right, is he, you know, whether he's with them, all of these things, you know, the whole situation just reeks. And so she's been bringing out a lot of this, and I think that it's being exposed how they do what they do. They infiltrate these organizations, religious organizations, whatever kind of organization, and then they get rid of the person who is saying that something they don't want them to say, and then they take over, and they're not going to come and tell you they're a bad guy, right? You've got to, you know, at some point, some of these people who we have trusted, we thought they were great, they've had big media followings, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, no, right? So be careful who you follow. Be careful who you follow, especially, now I will tell you this, it's been very interesting to me that she's had such a huge following on YouTube. Now, she was fired from TPUSA. She was fired from the Daily Wire, where Ben Shapiro was working. It is working now. So I'm suspicious of all these. You know, I'm suspicious of Daily Wire, suspicious of Ben Shapiro. You know, I'm just suspicious. It makes me go, okay, I'm going to be very suspicious. If I see anything that they post, I'm going to be looking at it very much more carefully than maybe I did before, right? Dinesh D'Souza, I'm suspicious now. Everything that they post, everything that they repost, it makes me go, huh, is this, whoever they repost, it makes me wonder if they're doing it because they're all in on this. Just like when they, I'm getting off of the subject a little bit, but remember how all those people went up to the White House and they got those books from Bondi? And it makes me go, like DC Drano. I'm just saying, I'm suspicious now. I'm suspicious of Libs of TikTok. It makes me suspicious. You know, they're on the inside and they're getting all this great information. And was it to expose them? All right, so I'm going to show you. She now has the number one channel on all of YouTube. Now, for her, I'll tell you, there's no person in the world who has taken it on the chin more for exposing Israel than her. You know, she got the number one anti-Semite of the year award. And she was just like, thank you to all my supporters. The woman has worked tirelessly to expose the truth about Netanyahu and what they've done to these poor people of Gaza. And I would really believe that she is working along with President Trump, because there are certain things that he cannot say. We, as the soldiers, the digital soldiers, we go out and we put this all out there. You guys share my videos. You share all the things that I post on social media. And so, but she has a big following and she can get just blast these big, gigantic bombs. Anyway, so check out what she says.
May I have your attention, please, because today is obviously a day of celebration. Yes, in case you missed it, we officially have become the number one podcast in the world. And the haters stay mad. It's here. You are here. We are all number one in the world. It's been trending on Twitter. It's been so exciting. Look at this. Candace Owens' podcast hits number one worldwide. Best part, without promotion, which means we have not spent, since we started this podcast a year and a half ago, a single dollar on advertising, okay? Because we couldn't do it. We were a startup. I was fired. Things were down. It was real bad. And yet we are the number one podcast in the world. I will never win any more accolades, probably never be invited to a red carpet event, but that's okay because I've never been happier. And there are so many people to thank. It is true. We must thank Brigitte and Emmanuel Macron for that ill-advised lawsuit. I'd like to thank Kanye West, formerly Kanye West, he is now Ye, for the song Power, because the song Power really made me recognize that you have to...
All right. So, yeah, I just wanted you to see that. What do you think? Do you think? Do you think yes or no? What do you think? So, anyway, I think that's pretty cool. All right. So, now the next one is... Uh-oh. Tucker. The next one is Tucker. All right, so there's a big feud between Tucker and Fuentes, but I don't know that I'm gonna really go into that right this second. But yeah, what do you think about Tucker? And now with him, all this whole Fuentes deal. Did you guys know about this? Let me see if I can find the clip. I had another clip for you, and I don't know what I did with it. Okay, where did it go? So Tucker, as you know, was fired from Fox. And since then, he has a gigantic following. He had a huge following before, and now I think it's even bigger. So, and he is not held back at all. So check this out.
Today would say conspiracy theories about 9/11, but irrespective of how they want to categorize it, at the very least, you came out of it recognizing that not everything was told to the public about that day.
We know that a group of Israeli art students, who clearly were not art students, clearly some of them were aligned with Israeli intelligence, were arrested and held for quite some time in the United States before being released without charges. And we know that a group of them, again, I'm quoting an FBI document here, not the internet, filmed the attacks on 9/11, and I'm quoting, seemed to have foreknowledge of those attacks.
And watch this clip from our trusted news source, CNN. Take a listen.
Another development on Saturday, New York officials revealed at a news conference here in the city that a hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that. No other details were given, but the discovery prompted the FBI and police to expand the search area down in Lower Manhattan.
I like how even the newscaster says, if you can believe that, because nope, I refuse to believe that, and you should not either.
Somebody... A group of people made massive bets against the airlines involved in the 9/11 attacks and against the banks housed in the buildings that fell. Okay, so that is proof. I think any normal person would say that's proof of foreknowledge.
Larry was quite lucky. He obtained the lease for the Twin Towers just 6 weeks prior to 9/11. 6 weeks prior, he obtained the lease, and he also took out an insurance policy, which fortunately included coverage for acts of terrorism. So when it came time to collect, when the towers went down, Silverstein claimed that there were two incidences of terror, since two buildings were hit by the planes, which allowed him to seek double indemnity. So to be clear, he collected $4.5 billion from insurance on the towers that he had invested in just 6 weeks prior to 9/11 attacks. But by the way, Larry was even more lucky than that, unbelievably. Every morning, he used to have breakfast. He used to take breakfast meetings at the World Trade Center. But on the morning of 9/11, and by the way, this is according to Larry in interviews, he just broke his own routine. He, fortunately, on the morning of 9/11, had a dermatologist appointment. So he didn't take breakfast in the towers, and that spared his life.
What began to make me wonder, and I have no idea what happened in 9/11, but it's very clear that there's a lot of lying around it, was the collapse of Building 7. And all the wackos would be like, Building 7, Building 7. I'd be like, shut up, wackos. And then if you just sort of look at it, you're like, well, that is very weird, actually. No plane hit that building. And does this happen a lot when buildings catch fire? Right, okay.
If we talk about it, we're We're instantly called conspiracy theorists. We're instantly called 9/11 truthers. We're instantly called anti-Semitic. And let me tell you, the only word for all of this, if you're not interested, if you don't find this to be remarkably suspicious, if you don't realize that we were not told everything about 9/11, the only word, the only adjective that should be launched on you is you're anti-American. And that's worst of all. I'd rather be called everything in the entire world than be called anti-American. And that's what these people in the media are. They're anti-American cowards. And you know what? I just won't play to their game.
All right. There you go. All of this coming out, it just seems so perfectly timed. Again, we've got Kash Patel, Matt Gaetz out here just blasting out truth. We've got Ye blasting out truth. We've got Charlie. We've got Candace and Tucker. Okay, so we're going to take your bets. Tell me which ones you think are, which ones are not. I just feel like they all are part of this media. The whole point of this battle is not to fight with guns and bullets, it's to fight with truth. And there are no better people to blast out the truth than these. And in my opinion, I trust them. Now, I know that Ye, I'll just say with Ye, because of what they have done to him, I just, you know, he's a little bit much sometimes because of what they've done to him. And I would, God bless him. But these have proven themselves to be such great patriots and have just helped to red pill the world, which I'm so thankful for. And so I'm glad that we are able to take their clips and to blast them out and just share them. Now, this whole thing with Tucker and Fuentes, this has gotten it even more. Again, our president is a media genius. And I had the clip and I don't know what I did with it. Okay, here it is. Well, I'm not going to play this whole thing, but here's the 2-hour clip. I'll go ahead and share this link so you guys can watch this whole thing. And I'm saying to you, I'm not a Fuentes fan. And predominantly, I think, first of all, he's just a brash kid he's very immature, okay? As far as, I know he'd probably never see this video, so I don't have to worry. But he's a kid. He does, you know, the way he speaks about women, I'm not impressed. I would not want to be married to him because he doesn't seem like he would treat his wife with respect at all. And so, you know, and I'm big on, you guys know, I adore Mr. Wonderful and I show him tremendous respect and we have a wonderful marriage and I'm big on, you know, the biblical view of marriage, but I think his is more of the, stomp on instead of the true biblical view of marriage. Either way, my bigger problem is that I wish that he would, and I hope he will hear this, I wish that he would delineate the difference between the Jews and the Zionists. It's not fair to blame the Jews for what the sins of the Zionists. And that is really what, I think one of the big reasons that Tucker had him on was he wanted to make sure that we don't blame a whole group of people, whether they're Palestinians or, you know, for the sins of one person or a small group of people. Every person has to be held to an account for their own sins, their own crimes. There's a passage in God's word that says that the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. And he says, no more will we have that saying. What is that saying? It's about that the fathers have done something wrong, in this case, eating sour grapes, and the children are paying the consequences. They're the ones who have their teeth set on edge. They're the ones who have the sour face. They're the ones who are paying the price for the crimes of their fathers. We don't believe in that. We believe in America that every person is responsible for their own actions. And it says in the Bible that in the golden age, there won't be any of that where someone is held to an account for something that they didn't do. And so in the same way that the Palestinians should not be held to an account for the crimes of maybe a few, let's just say and I'm going to play this one too for you, this Hamas thing, you know, if these people are truly Palestinians and that they had joined in league and were paid by Netanyahu, let's just say if they are truly Palestinians, maybe they are, maybe they're not, but either way, they should be held to an account for their own crimes, not for and not blame the entire Palestinian people. And that's why he had him on. And the same thing applies to Jews. You know, we can't blame all the Jews for the crimes of the Zionists. All right, y'all with me? All right, so there you go. Those are the six. Now, let's go on to a couple of other things in the news also. But this is from Poppy Trump. Some people think that Poppy Trump is really President Trump. It may be. But sometimes I'm like, I don't know. Sometimes it makes me wonder. On this one, it says, when you let Tucker, Candace, and at Fuentes kid fight each other over who's real MAGA, knowing none of them are, and then you let them call each other intelligence assets, knowing all of them are, just because you love a good fight. I thought that was a cute little post with President Trump with the glasses and the popcorn. So whoever's controlling it, I can't tell you. I've seen, you know, what appears to be that President Trump is saying that he runs it, but I don't know that if he really meant that. Either way, whether he does or whether he doesn't, this was a cute post. And so, you know, I would not doubt that they are intelligence assets. And I wouldn't be surprised if Fuentes is an intelligence asset. He is getting a lot of play, and it's getting everyone talking about this. And that's what really needs to happen. Again, we'll sort out all the details later, but the point is we need this truth to get out there. And sometimes when it's really pushed, you know, to the extreme, it gets the truth out there more. Okay, so I'm already at a 1 hour end, but I do want to show you this. This video features a Knesset speech claiming that Hamas offered to reveal Israeli collaborators in the October 7th, 2023 attack for a 60-day ceasefire. He states that more exposures will be revealed soon. I want you to hear this because, and he also talks about something else that's really not pertinent to this, but I want you to hear this.
A message that the Hamas released yesterday. The speaker of the Hamas, we are willing to reveal all the Zionists that cooperated with us on October 7th and helped us with this attack. We want, in return, 60 days of rest. The report of how many people from within government and command helped us to attack Israel, the land in Israel will shake like an earthquake. The biggest enemies of the Jewish nation is not enemies from outside, is enemies from within. This Erev Rav, who control everything in Israel, cooperate with the enemies, hating Judaism, hating the religion. If you follow Israeli news, you're not going to believe what's happening.
All right, so this guy's in the Knesset, and that's not the entire Congress, but it's a small portion. But this is very interesting that he is coming out and saying this, that Hamas is ready to name names of who to help to support them. And that they're just wanting a 60-day ceasefire. Well, whatever they want, it doesn't really matter because what President Trump wants is what's going to happen. I'm just telling you, we're done. It's over. We're done with this. Side note that Turkey put out an arrest warrant for Netanyahu and, I don't know, 12 other of the top officials. And so it'll be interesting to see if anything comes of that. Of course, they've got to have the army to back that up. But it wouldn't be surprising to me if this was a matter that was dealt with by the Middle East, that we don't really need to have it supported by America. We need it to be done by the Middle East, where the Middle East says this is the crimes against the people of the Middle East, and we will deal with this. Anyway, we'll watch and see. I'll be posting it as soon as I can get more information about that. Very interesting. As if we get, and if also we get more of these people coming out and exposing how they did the stand down order and funded their operation. All right. So here's President Trump talking about Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. All right. So let's see that. This is the funniest post. We've seen it multiple times, but I want you to see it again.
Lisa Page. What a group. I'm telling you, Peter, she's going to win. Peter. Oh, I love you so much. I love you too, Lisa. But Lisa, I love you. Lisa, Lisa. Oh, God, I love you, Lisa.
Sorry, lovebirds. The other shoe just dropped. A federal grand jury just subpoenaed former FBI officials and lovers, Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, and former CIA director John Brennan. Senior national correspondent Kevin Cork has the details. Kevin.
Evening, Jesse. The slow hands of justice are moving here in Washington. Granted, slower than a lot of people would like, but nevertheless, they are moving. The latest, a federal grand jury issuing subpoenas to former CIA Director John Brennan, as well as former FBI officials Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. This is, by the way, all part of the DOJ's investigation into the origins of the Russia probe and their potential roles in that investigation, including the long-since discredited Steele dossier. And this is incredibly important. The grand jury impaneled in this circumstance is out of Southern District of Florida. There, the U.S. attorney is Jason Redding Quinones. He'll be supervising the probe. Of course, Fox News Digital first reported this summer that John Brennan was, in fact, under criminal investigation. And perhaps, maybe, just maybe, the pressure's getting to him.
Why would you have a police? Because I think, and you misrepresented that. We never said it was disinformation. We said it was Russian influence operations, which is what they do. There's a big difference between influence operations. No, you don't know that. You don't know. No, we knew.
I can't believe he's like putting his finger on it, brother. That's crazy. As for Strzok and Page, well, they first came under scrutiny back in 2018 when the then IG.
All right. Yeah, I thought that was great. And I can't either. I can't believe he's put his finger on the brother. And I love that he says, oh, the slow hands of justice. Everybody is making fun of Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. I'm just going to say that she made a very bad choice. I don't think it was worth it for this guy to lose her career, lose her self-respect, lose her the public scorn, and then potentially losing her freedom and maybe even her life. We'll see. So I don't think it was worth it. Do you think this guy was worth it? I'm thinking not. No, I don't think it was. All right, so yeah, here's the post 2697, 212 of 2019. Shall we play a game? Where are they now? Let's play that game. Right? Where are they now? James Comey, fired. Andrew McCabe, fired. Jim Rybicki, fired. James Baker, fired. Bill Priestep, fired. Peter Strzok, fired. Lisa Page, fired. Mike Corton, fired. Josh Campbell, fired. Mike Steinbeck, fired. John Glaccalone, fired. James Turgle, fired. Greg Bauer, fired. Trish Anderson, fired. Randy Coleman, fired. Nothing's happening. First thing is you have them fired and then you have them prosecuted, and that's what these subpoenas are about. So just hold on tight. Let me see. I have a picture of, let's see if I have the picture of this. No, where is it? I have a picture of just, well, it's basically the hierarchy of how these people, you know, like, James Comey is at the top as the director, and then McCabe was the deputy director, and how all these people, I have a drawing of that somewhere, but I don't see it right here. All right, so this is President Trump. I would not, note to self, I would not go in the Oval Office or wherever they are in this meeting room and call out President Trump saying that, you know, he didn't do something right. I'm telling you, he nailed this guy. This is so beautiful. Check this out.
I talked about it. When did I not want to talk about it? I talk about it all the time. We are much better than Biden and all of them. Now, just so you understand, do you remember that the Biden administration had the highest inflation in 48 years, but most people say ever recorded? Do you remember that? Right? Do you remember it? Did they have the highest inflation in 48 years? Did they just answer me the question? You know the answer. The answer is yes. They had the worst inflation in 48 years. We have almost no inflation. We're down now to 2%, and we'll be at maybe 1%. You want to always stay above 1%, actually. You want a little tiny bit of inflation. We're at a perfect number. They were at the highest level in recorded history, okay? And when you talk about affordability, that one fact now. Let's talk about the second biggest subject after inflation, energy.
All right. I love it. You just don't even go into the White House trying to pull that. See, what the problem is, they are not free. Candace is free. Tucker is free. Ye is free. in one sense, Matt Gaetz, even though he works for One American News, he's free because they are on the same page to try to get the truth out. And so, but this guy, who is a paid hack for basically the globalist media, he is told what to ask. And he did not expect to have President Trump respond with guns blazing. All right, so I'm going to show you this super quick. This is a verse that was posted this morning on MJ Truth, and I wanted you to read this. This is from Romans chapter 9. It says, not all are children because they are Abraham's descendants. Let me back up a little bit to verse 6. It is not as though the word of God has failed, for they are not all Israel who descended from Israel. Bloodline. They're not all true Jews. They're not all true Israel. Nor are they all children because they are Abraham's descendants. But through Isaac, your descendants will be named. Through Isaac, your descendants will be named. What is this talking about? Okay, I'll get to that. It's not the children of the flesh who are the children of the promise of God, but the children of the promise are regarded as descendants. What is this talking about? That if you remember, Abraham had two children, Ishmael, which was the child of that they tried to twist God's arm, and it was not God's promised child. God said, I'm going to give you a promised child, a miracle baby. And that was Isaac. He was the miracle birth. He was born, quote, from above. That's who we are. We are, like Isaac, children of the promise. We are born again. We are born from above. Remember the Lord Jesus talking to, Nicodemus, saying, the wind blows where it wishes. And you don't know where it's coming from, or where the wind's coming from, or where it's going. So it is with the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God has gone and blown all over the world. And you don't know where he's going. He can go anywhere he pleases. He does not have to just stay in America. He does not just have to stay in the Christian church. He can go anywhere he pleases and touch people's hearts and make them new. This is what it's talking about. It's being born from above, this children of promise. It's talking about the righteous versus the wicked. And this is why we want the Holy Spirit to make us a new creation. This is, and it's not about necessarily going to a Christian church because they might be infiltrated. It's by being led by the Spirit of God. It says that those who are children of God are led by the Spirit of God. That's the issue. These are the children of promise. It's not about bloodline. And just like Tucker was saying, you don't blame someone for a crime who... just because of their bloodline, and you can't say that they're righteous just because of a bloodline. It's based upon the Spirit of the Lord. This is in Romans chapter 9, verses 6 through 8. They're not all Israel who are descended from Israel. It's in your Bible. It's in my Bible. It's the children of the promise through Isaac. Isaac was the promised child. And it's a picture of the miracle of the new birth, of having the Spirit of God dwelling within someone. And the Spirit of the Lord can dwell wherever he pleases. And some people may not understand all the things that our Lord Jesus has done, but one day they will. One day they will. But he is saving the entire world right now. I was doing our study in Isaiah. And aren't familiar with that, in the book Major Clues, where is it? Where did I put it? I've got so many books here. When the Major Clues from Minor Prophets, this one right here, the Major Clues from Minor Prophets, in I think it's chapter 66 of Isaiah, it's talking about this very thing that they'll be led by the Spirit of God. And that's this is what's going to be so wonderful. And everyone will know him. And they'll all recognize him. They'll all realize what he has done. Eventually, and they realize that he is saving, that he saved all of humanity. And then they'll realize he did this because he died for us on the cross 2,000 years ago. And that his blood alone washes away sin. And they'll understand that. It's hard when someone has, imagine if you were raised in a Muslim country and you were always told that wasn't true. Well, one day everybody's going to know that it is true. And the point is right now he's rescuing humanity. That's what we're seeing, what we're witnessing. All right, I think that's everything I had to show you. Oh, I will say this. Russ Vogt posted this about the nuclear option, terminate the filibuster, and it's game over. That really is, I think, maybe the Trump card. He says it's time. Now, maybe Russ Vogt is saying this because he's finished cleaning out all the funny money business that has been done by the deep state. It's time, maybe, is a way he's just saying, we're done. We finished the job. All right, I'm not going to even worry about that one. All right, I think that's it. Don't forget to go and check out all the good stuff over on melissaredpill.com. Check out also all the great resources on health. You're going to love it. We're going to start the golden age right now. Everybody get well, and we're going to see beautiful days of health. All right, let's pray. Again, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for everybody who's working hard in this battle to get the truth out. Whoever it is, whether they're working with Q, whatever it is, Lord, we just thank you for the truth, because you said in your word, the truth will set us free. And we're seeing that happen before our very eyes. What an honor it is to be a part of this. Even as foot soldiers, we are very, very thankful. And you have chosen us for this amazing day. And that we'll always know that we fought alongside you. There are going to be some who will be disappointed that they didn't listen to your spirit. But this is your call upon our lives, and we're very thankful that you chose us for this amazing, amazing day. Lord, I just pray for everyone who's listening. I pray you just strengthen their bodies, strengthen their minds, strengthen them for the task that you have given to them, and just give us the joy in the day of battle that we're going to, and with the confidence that we're going to win, and however long it takes, we're in it to win it. We're in it to be right by your side doing whatever you've called us to do. Just guide us every minute of every day, and we're just so thankful that you are right here with us and never leave our side. We just pray for all those who are in harm's way, specifically our military, that we just pray you'll be with them and protect them, and that you just, all the evildoers, that they will be brought down. They'll be exposed and brought down, and that soon we will see the golden age burst upon us, and that we will look for our enemies and we won't be able to find them. We're so thankful that this is the truth of your word. Thank you for helping us to understand the truth of your word in this beautiful day. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I hope you guys had fun. I hope you had fun with Melly. I stayed a little longer, but it was all good stuff. I hope you really enjoyed it. And don't forget to join all my social media. Make sure you hit the like button before you go. And definitely check into my End Times page over here on melissaredpill.com. And definitely check into how you can protect your gut health, how you can detox, how you can get all these things. I've got videos on, let's see, this page right here. Let's see, it was the health links, the Melly's health links. I have videos explaining what each of these is to help you, because yeah, don't trust Big Pharma. Don't trust them. All right. Okay. Let me find this video, and then we're going to jet out, and that's my school board stuff. Got school board tomorrow night. Love you guys. And I will talk to you later.
Along its walls, they enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.